Captain America. Captain America. Captain America.
Who's the savior of the nation?
Captain America.
Hates the Nazi degradation.
Captain America.
Stars and Stripes will fly forever.
Captain.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first Big Planet Comics podcast. I'm Kevin.
I'm Nick.
And you would think from hearing that song that we're going to talk about the Captain America movie, but there's not really much to say about it.
Well, we should probably say something about it.
It's directed by Joe Johnston, the guy who directed Jurassic Park 3 and The Wolfman.
Didn't he direct Rocketeer, too?
He did direct Rocketeer, so he has a lot of experience with comic book movies.
Rocketeer was sweet.
Rocketeer was sweet, but you may be remembering that through the rose-colored glasses of youth.
Probably.
Yeah, but that's probably
yeah, that's probably.
No, it looks good, though. I saw that they released some like promotional art for the Avengers movie today, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
It's like this poster. I think it's just for like merchandising and stuff like that, but it's got Captain America, Iron Man, Hawkeye, Hulk.
Sweet.
Somebody else is in that movie, right?
Black Widow?
Black Widow, yeah, she's on it. Scarlett Johansson's on there.
Nick Fury?
No, there's no Nick Fury. Oh. I'm sure he's going to be in the movie, though, right?
That'd be hilarious if he wasn't.
They've been setting it up for like 17 years, and then Samuel Jackson he got fired after, I don't know, was he in Thor? I didn't actually see Thor.
Yeah, they're going with David Hasselhoff, I think.
they're going to go with David Hasselhoff after the immense success of the David Hasselhoff television version of Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It was great.
I'll take your word on that. I haven't actually seen it. I guess I don't watch any comic book movies.
No, it's awful. It's really bad.
I haven't seen Thor. I haven't seen X-Men.
You suck. They're both great.
I haven't seen Green Lantern, but that's because it's not out yet.
No.
So that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
But you think it's going to be good. You think Green Lantern's going to be good, don't you?
Well, I'm hopeful.
I think what you said is you think it's going to be better than you think it's going to be.
Yes, I think it's going to be better than I think. Well, yeah, that doesn't make sense. Yes. It'll be all right.
I think it has to be better than I think it's going to be, because I think it's going to be atrocious.
Yeah. I mean, I like Ryan Reynolds, and I like the directors. He only did Casino Royale, but that was good.
You don't just like Ryan Reynolds.
No, well.
You love Ryan Reynolds.
It's true.
You once told me that The Proposal was the sexiest movie you've ever seen in your entire life.
It's true. God, what else is Ryan Reynolds in? I can't think of anything.
He was Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, he was Deadpool.
Now, that movie, that was a hoot.
Yeah, it was really good.
The one comic book movie I watch is Wolverine Origins.
Constantly.
I constantly watch
Wolverine. It's always number one on your Netflix queue.
That's probably why I haven't gone and seen any comic book movies recently. Is because I saw Wolverine Origins, and then that was just, you know, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah. Nothing could top that. Nothing could top the Blob Wolverine boxing scene.
So this is our first podcast for Big Planet Comics. I assume that if you're listening to this, you work there, and you're just making sure that we don't swear a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a customer, maybe you're listening as well.
No, probably not.
No, probably not. But if you are, thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Yeah, thanks, dudes.
So there's really just one big thing to talk about on our first podcast, though, and it's got to be the DC reboot.
Yeah, no, it's not a reboot. It's not a relaunch.
Whoa, slow it down a little bit. Why don't you explain to everybody what the DC relaunch, not a reboot, is?
I think that is impossible, because we won't actually know anything until, I guess, maybe Flashpoint is over. And then...
That's a lot of useful information that you're giving people there.
It's some of the characters are younger, some of them are not. Some of the continuity seems to be the same, some of it isn't. I guess there's no way to know until it actually starts.
Those are definitely things that we don't know about the reboot. I guess things that we do know is when Flashpoint number 5 comes out on August 31st, Justice League number 1 will also come out, which is going to kick off this whole thing, and then DC is going to release 52 new number 1 issues in September.
Yeah, not related to the fact that there's 52 universes, or is it?
Well, maybe not related. We'll see.
I'm kind of hoping that each comic takes place in a different universe.
That would be really weird.
It might be good. I mean, it would definitely keep the character, all the different series from getting bogged down in elaborate continuity.
Which has got to be a big reason they're doing this right now, right? I mean, it's there's so much continuity in DC.
Yeah, they want to make it accessible for like new readers, especially with the launch of the web-based stuff.
Right, the web-based stuff. Yeah, yeah.
What do you call it?
Basically,
I don't have internet.
Basically, what DC's doing with this is they're moving to releasing their digital versions of their comics, starting with all these number ones, on the same day, on the Wednesday that the new comics come out. And they'll be the same price, and then after 4 weeks, they'll drop down to $1.99, and, you know, you're reading them on your iPad or whatever. But just as, I have to say, reading comics on iPads is terrible, right? Because we want to have a job in a couple of years, so it's reading true. Comics on iPads is the worst experience you'll ever have in your entire life.
Yeah, never buy an iPad. If you see one, just, like, throw it on the ground and, like, stomp on it, even if it's not yours.
Right, right. Well, I don't condone that. That's not an official official stance of Big Planet Comics, is to stomp on people's iPads.
Well, no, I guess not.
We're not saying you should do it, but you know what we're saying.
You definitely shouldn't not do it.
So what I've got here is on the Bleeding Cool website, there's a list of all 52 new DC comics coming out.
God, are we going to go through all of them?
We're going to go through all of them.
That's a lot of titles.
That's a lot of titles, but
it's less than they publish now. I think now they're like published 58 or something.
Is it 58? Is that including miniseries and things like that?
I don't know.
Are you just pulling that number out of your...
No. No, this definitely...
I'm trying to keep it clean.
It's definitely around 58 or so.
Well, then this is less. I thought this was going to be more.
No, this is less, but I don't know what that counts. Yeah.
All right, well, all 52 titles are confirmed now as of today, because they just released, today's June 13th, you're probably listening to this, probably nobody is actually listening to this, but if you're listening to us, it's not going to be today, but on the day that is today, in the past, your past, they released all 52 titles and the creative teams, so here we go, we're going to start with number one. You ready for this?
All right, hit me.
What's first? All right, you ready? Number one is Justice League of America number one by Geoff Johns and Jim Lee.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that one?
I mean, Geoff Johns is good. I mean, I've been liking Green Lantern. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. Jim Lee, he's good. I don't know if more than one issue will come out in the next 4 months, but...
He is notoriously slow, but I wonder if that was because when he was working on All-Star Batman and Robin, he must have gotten those scripts, and then he was just like, I don't want to draw this.
It's true. Yeah. Hopefully, God, I really hope he's going to be on time with this, because... Their whole everything is hinging on Justice League. I think.
I think that's true. I think it's definitely going to be the biggest book of the relaunch.
Especially if like you're waiting for the new issue on your iPad and it's not there. People online don't really have patience for anything.
That's true. Yeah. And I have to reiterate that reading comics on your iPad is a terrible experience. And the only real way to read comics is to go to Big Planet Comics and purchase them from us.
Yeah. I mean, you can't read them on our iPad. It's blurry. You can't see the letters.
I've heard they all have viruses.
Yeah.
That they're just shipping 52 viruses in September.
Yeah, and if you download more than 51 DC comics, it'll explode.
What will explode? The multiverse?
Yeah, no, the iPad.
And you don't want that to happen, because then the Anti-Monitor will come back.
Wait, what?
Is he still around?
Well, I don't know after this. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows who's around anymore? In September,
definitely not Power Girl.
All right, so JLA number one. I think that's going to be the big book. People love Jim Lee. Geoff Johns is probably the best writer that DC has right now.
Yeah, it's the Big Seven.
It's the Big Seven. Yeah, it's no more. I was going to say no more Cyborg, but Cyborg's actually in it. But it's no more. Who are the guys? Con-Gorilla,
Starman.
But like the fourth best version of Starman.
Yeah.
And Jade, who's like Alan Scott's daughter, I think.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, she's the Green Lantern's daughter. Not the Green Lantern, but a Green Lantern's daughter.
The original Green Lantern. And we'll get to that, because the original Green Lantern isn't going to be around anymore, as far as I can tell. But which means Jade might not be around. So who's going to be in the Justice League in 6 months when they've got fill-in artists?
Well, I mean, they're making everybody young, so I think they're trying to get rid of all the old-seeming characters.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're a little too salty.
They have too much history.
Yeah, they've been through too much. You know, when you were in, like, World War I.
Yeah. Plus, nobody likes reading about old people.
Yeah, that's true. Well, some old people, I guess, do. Anyway, we've got 52 of these, so this is...
If we take this long
on all of them, this is going to take forever. So, Action Comics number one by Grant Morrison and Rags Morales.
Looks good.
That's
I don't know.
You heard it from the source, people. It looks good.
Having seen nothing from it, I could say that it seems like it would be good. I mean, Graham Morrison is usually pretty great. That's Rags Morales is probably just usually good. I'm not even actually too familiar with Rags Morales.
Well, he did Identity Crisis, which was a huge DC book.
Oh yeah, that was good.
That was kind of the resurgence of DC, right? I mean, that's when they started coming back. They did that, and then they did Green Lantern Rebirth, and well, and Morrison's JLA was before that, but that was another huge book. So I think Graham Morrison and Rags Morales are like another huge team.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell me that like Grant Morrison is doing a Superman book that's drawn by a chimpanzee, and I'd probably still read it.
I don't know if I'd read it if it was drawn by a chimpanzee. I would probably, because it would have covers by Frank Quitely.
yeah, probably.
I wish
Frank Quitely was drawn.
Yeah, but then it would come out.
Sometimes.
The next issue will be out sometime. All right, but so that's going to be a big book. And then a couple other books in the Superman line are Superman by George Perez. And Jesus Marino, which I don't really know Jesus Marino. I think did he draw Brightest Day?
Maybe. Who's writing it?
George Perez is writing it.
That's one of the other trends, I guess, that a lot of the artists are writing a lot of these books.
We'll get to a lot of books where some of the current artists are writing the series.
Which is a weird choice, I guess. It's very untested, I guess. I guess George Perez, has he written anything before?
People are gonna, if anybody listens to this, they're gonna be like, you guys are morons. And they're gonna list us like 1,000 books that George Perez wrote. But no, I can't think of anything that George Perez has written.
No. He's a good artist.
He's a good artist. And I thought he was doing the art on this. I saw the cover and it was by him, but Jesus Marino is an artist, so.
Oh. It's written by George Perez, but drawn by somebody else?
Yeah, drawn by Jesus Marino.
Seems really backwards.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Maybe we should have done some research.
Nah.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so the fourth book is Superboy number 1. This is where Nick's going to start having a lot of fun, because Superboy number 1 is, it's drawn by R.B. Silva and Rob Lean. Those are two names I do not know.
I'm not sure.
But it's written by Scott Lobdell.
Yeah, Scott Lobdell.
I didn't read X-Men in the 90s like you did, but can you tell me a little bit about Scott Lobdell?
Not without crying. It's awful. It's really bad.
Yeah. I mean, dude, do you remember?
This is like the worst thing about any of this relaunch is Scott Lobdell. He's writing more than one book.
It's true. Yeah. I don't really know a lot about Scott Lobdell, but I know that he's frowned upon.
Yeah. But also the weird thing about this Superboy title is this Superboy looks different than the Superboy on the cover for Teen Titans, which I guess is later down the list, but... this one looks like he's got like robotic arms or something, and like
oh really?
He's like hooked up to some machines, and he definitely he has longer hair. I don't know. I'm not sure what is happening.
Things are getting edgy. Well, I mean, one thing you said is that it all kind of looks like Image books from the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, they got Jim Lee, Rob Liefeld, Greg Capullo. Is it Capullo or Capullo?
Don't give it all away. We're gonna go through all these books.
Yeah.
Oh, you ruined it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's Superboy number 1, and then we get into the Batman books, of which there are like, of the 52 books, I think there are 47 Batman books. So starting with Batman number 1.
45.
I think that's closer.
Yeah.
So Batman number 1 is by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, you were speaking of, or is it Capullo?
I have no idea.
But Scott Snyder.
Scott Snyder is awesome. I love American Vampire, and he's been really good on Detective Comics. It's really weird that they switched him off of Detective Comics to just write Batman.
Yeah, well, it's strange because, which brings us to the next thing, which is Detective Comics by Tony Daniel, written and drawn by Tony Daniel, which is what we were talking about before. A lot of these artists are going to be writing these books.
Yeah, I don't understand the switch. Well, Tony Daniel has been writing it anyway, so, I mean, he's been writing it for, like,
Writing Batman.
Oh, yeah, he was writing Batman, and now he's writing Detective, and Scott Snyder was writing Detective, and now he's writing Batman, which is a weird switch. I guess they're like, hey, it's different.
It's different. It's all new. It's all different. My guess is that it's because Scott Snyder's really awesome.
Yeah, and I guess they want Batman to be really, like, the big book.
Right. They want Batman to be their big book. So I think Batman's going to be good. I think Detective will be okay. We'll see what happens.
It does kind of suck that Grant Morrison seems to be taking a break from Batman, at least for now.
Yeah, but he's going to be on Superman, so that'll be exciting. I mean, All-Star Superman was fantastic. So.
Yeah.
And then we get to Batgirl, which this is one of the books that has one of the biggest changes that I've seen.
Oh, yeah. Barbara Gordon. She's got legs.
Barbara Gordon, she's got legs.
She knows how to use them.
She knows that. Well, we assume she knows how to use them.
Oh, maybe the whole first issue was about her figuring out how to use her legs.
Yeah, yeah. It's, she's got legs and she's learning how to use them.
She's learning how to use
them. It's just going
to
be her in physical therapy for like 12 issues. That'd be like, if Bendis wrote it, that's what it would be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm... Yeah, I don't know what to think about this book. I also read somewhere that somebody from DC said it wasn't Barbara Gordon.
But I saw a picture of a back row that is clearly Barbara Gordon.
It clearly looks like Barbara Gordon.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of miscommunication coming
from DC. Because I read Gail Simone was talking in an interview, and she was saying... sorry, Gail Simone is writing the Batgirl book, by the way.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she wasn't writing anything.
No, she's DC wants to be more diverse, so they got
I thought one. They were like, let's get more diverse. No more female writers.
No more black writers. just white guys.
Yeah.
No, they got Gail Simone. She's a lady. And it's drawn by
and how?
Ardian Seoff and Vincente Quifentes. So, I like it just because I like that dude's name. It's pretty good. Vincente Quifentes.
I'm not familiar with this young man's work.
Yeah, I don't know his work either.
I'm sure he's excellent.
Or Ardian, I don't even know if that is a man.
Maybe he does some Bolivian comics or something?
He might have done some Bolivian comics or some fill-in issues on Outsiders. And then a book that it's impossible to not be excited about, which is Batwoman number one.
Oh, yeah. J.H. Williams.
J.H. Williams.
I guess that's why it took so long, not just because J.H. Williams is really slow.
No, that's the real reason it took so long. It was supposed to come out like last April or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. Yeah, so here's a good excuse, though, to launch it at a new number.
Yeah, like, no, we're just waiting for the relaunch to start, you know. Then, like, two issues will come out, like, this year.
So it's him and Hayden Blackman, who I don't know. I think he's co-writing. But then Amy Reeder, who was the artist on Madame Xanadu, is going to be... They're going to be switching off art. And she's really good, too, so...
Oh, yeah, she's good. Yeah, for sure.
So that's exciting. And then Catwoman number one. We're only on number 9 right now. So this might be a little too ridiculous. This podcast might be a little too long. But
yeah, whatever.
Catwoman number 1 is by Judd Winnick and Gia March. Gia March is very good at drawing women, as he proved in Gotham City Sirens.
So. He definitely could draw Catwoman.
Yeah, so this should be a good book for him. And Judd Winnick has a lot of experience on the Batman books.
Yeah, it should be all right. Yeah. Next.
Next.
I mean, not that it's not going to be.
It should be awesome. Yeah. Whatever. Oh, here we go. Red Hood and the Outlaws. Drawn by Kenneth Rocafort. You can tell if I say it's drawn by... if I say who drew it first, then it's going to be... exciting.
Yeah, because the artist is pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. He did the Velocity miniseries. He did Madame Mirage.
Did half of the last issue of Action Comics.
Half of the last
issue. Which is not very inspiring.
Well, maybe he was the fill-in artist, though.
No, he was supposed to be drawing the whole arc, I think. Well, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
That sucks. But it's written by Scott Lobdell.
Oh, God.
If you guys don't know who Scott Lobdell is, just rewind like 3 minutes or... 20 minutes or whatever. We were just talking about him a few minutes ago.
Just don't read this book.
Don't tell people not to read the book.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you like The Outsiders, if you're interested in what's going to happen to Jason Todd.
Oh, yeah. And it is Jason Todd. He's the Red Hood.
Yeah.
If you don't know that,
you're Tim Starfire and who else? Somebody else, right? And
some other outlaw.
No, it's... Who is it?
I don't know. I mean, I could click on it, but...
It's on the cover.
I just want to keep moving.
All right. Let's keep going.
Batwing number one, which is the... this is out of Batman Incorporated, right?
This is like the African Batman.
The African Batman. So that is that. I'm not caught up on Batman Incorporated, but is that from a storyline in Batman Incorporated that's going on right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The African Batman showed up in the last issue, and he's the African Batman. So that's not really much more to him.
That's so by far. Judd Winnick as well, and Ben Oliver, who I don't know Ben Oliver. Nightwing number one.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's not Batman anymore, right?
By Kyle Higgins and Eddie Barrows.
Eddie Barrows is okay.
You guess who's not Batman anymore?
Huh? What?
Dick Grayson.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Dick Grayson's going to be Nightwing.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, so this is going to be really weird because Bruce Wayne's younger. Dick Grayson's Nightwing. So we're guessing Damian's going to be like 2 years old because he's still going to be Robin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Which takes us to Batman and Robin.
I always wanted to see a baby fighting.
I think you can see that on the internet. Crack baby basketball, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that's a thing. So Batman and Robin is going to be Bruce Wayne and Damian, and it's Peter Tomasi and Patrick Gleason. Those are the guys that did Green Lantern Corps, and that was really good.
Yeah, they did the 3 issues of Batman and Robin.
Yeah, and they did the really good issue, the issue where they all sit down to watch Marc Azorro.
Yeah, yeah, that's like the beginning.
Whole Bat family. And that issue was fantastic.
Yeah, the whole thing was good, yeah. Yeah. It was a good arc, yeah.
DC Universe Presents, which I'm not quite sure what that is.
I don't even think I've heard of this one.
It's by Paul Jenkins and Bernard Chang.
I do like Paul Jenkins, and maybe I like Bernard Chang.
I
feel like I like Bernard Chang.
I tried to click to see what it was, and it didn't work. So we're gonna say it's a great book. You should check it out. Green Lantern number one is by Jeff Johns and Doug Monk.
Check them all out. They're all good.
Yeah, that doesn't really change much. I mean, I think the one thing they're doing is they're not really messing with the Batman books that much.
Yeah, the Batman and Green Lantern books are just kind of like, they're really good, so let's just not do anything.
Yeah, those are definitely their top-selling books right now. So so I don't think they're going to mess with that too much. Green Lantern Corps is still Peter Tomasi, new artist.
Wait, was it Peter Tomasi? No, he was writing Emerald Knights or whatever it was called. And now he's writing
Emerald Warriors.
Yeah, that's the one. Whatever it's called. The other Green Lantern book, the third one. But now he's writing Green Lantern Corps again, I guess, because he was writing it before. And yeah. Well, there's more Green Lantern books, right?
Right. And Emerald Warriors does not exist anymore. And it's being replaced by, well, two other books. There's Green Lantern New Guardians, which is by Tyler Kirkham on the art, and Tony Bedard, who was a name I was definitely hoping to not see on this relaunch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they had to keep some of the writers. But, I mean, this seems like it'd be pretty cool. It's like Kyle Rayner and, like, the other Colored Lanterns doing something. I have no idea. There's not very much information about any of these series so far.
And then the last of the fourth Green Lantern book, well, not Green Lantern, but it's Red Lanterns.
It's a Green Lantern book.
And it's Peter Milligan.
But it's about Red Lantern.
I'm a big Peter Milligan fan. I love Shade the Changing Man and Ecstatics. So I think he'll do good writing Atrocitus and like the Red Lantern Cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, what's his name? I knew it at some point.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Kitty something.
Nah,
something. And then here's an exciting book, which is Animal Man by Jeff Lemire.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Lemire is awesome. I mean, he's doing a pretty great job on Sweet Tooth. And Superboy was really good. Well, it was really good. I guess now it's Scott Lobdell, right?
Right.
Anyway, back to Animal Man.
Yeah, so Animal Man is, it seems like they're folding a lot of the kind of Vertigo characters that started in DC and then went over to Vertigo. It seems like they're rolling a lot of those guys back into the DC universe, which is cool. I mean, not that Animal Man was gone, but he hasn't had a book in a long time, so.
Yeah, and he hasn't really showed up in, like, any of the, there's been no Animal Man team-ups.
Yeah, the last time he was featured a lot was probably in 52.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the background of, like, Final Crisis or anything, really.
He might have been. I didn't look at all the backgrounds.
Yeah.
He might have been there somewhere.
Definitely didn't do anything.
Swamp Thing by, this will be a good book, by Scott Snyder and Yannick Paquette. And Yannick Paquette's the guy that's drawn, he was drawn Batman Incorporated, right? Yeah. Or no, it, oh, geez.
Yeah, it can't be his last, well, no, yeah, who's drawing, He drew Knight and Squire, and he drew the first two issues of Batman Incorporated.
Right, and he did an Adam Strange miniseries back in the day. Right?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, no, he should be really good on it.
And the aforementioned Scott Snyder, who is awesome and one of the best Scott writers Snyder, DC has right now. So
definitely would be better than the last Swamp Thing miniseries.
Legion Lost, which is a new Legion series, but doesn't have anything to do with the last Legion Lost series, and that's by Fabian Nicieza and
That's a really weird choice because they're like, people loved Legion Lost. Let's do it again, but with different characters and a completely different story.
I've heard that people hate Legion Lost.
Oh, really?
Well, some people. People have told me they do not like it very much.
Apparently, it's liked enough to be put into a hardcover that comes out like next week or something like that.
That's true, but DC likes to release books that just have names that are similar to other things that are happening.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. It's possible.
Even if they're not the same story. So,
I never read it.
Birds of Prey by Dwayne Swierczynski.
Yeah.
And Jesus Saiz. I don't really have much to say.
I don't understand about why they would take Gail Simone off that book. I mean, that's like her book.
Yeah, you would think she could write two books at least.
Yeah. Or at least write Birds of Prey. That's like her book.
Yeah. I mean. So Teen Titans is, this is the book that I've seen that I do not like the way it looks. Brett Booth, who I don't really know. And then it's also written by Scott Lobdell. Again, so the new character designs are weird. I don't actually know who all the characters are, but
yeah, when I first saw the cover, I was like, oh, is this like a new Wildcats or Cyberforce? What is this? Oh wait, no, it's just Wildstorm looking versions of the Teen Titans.
It does look like a Wildstorm book.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason you know Superboy is Superboy is because he has a Superboy tattoo.
He's a Superboy.
He's just wearing a black shirt and black pants
with like a Superboy logo taped to it.
Yeah, and then there's like some weird new bug character, and
it's really punk rock.
Some charcoal character, and then Wonder Girl is like all emo and stuff, and she's got a hood. She looks like she's gonna be badass. So, which is something I love to hear.
Do you say Wonder Woman?
No, I think I said Wonder Girl.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. So then we move on to Savage Hawkman, which we thought was written by James Robinson, but is written by Tony Daniel with art by Philip Tan. It could be good, I think. I don't really have a lot to say.
It'll be all right. It's kind of like a complete reboot of Hawkman.
Yeah, which could make Hawkman less confusing.
Yeah.
Or it could make it so that there's like a seventh version of Hawkman.
It'll definitely be make it more confusing if people are like, I'm going to go read some old Hawkman stories.
Right, right. And then Blue Beetle, which he hasn't had a series for a while, but he's a guy that should definitely have a series, because I feel like everything that DC does that's not a comic book has Blue Beetle all over
it. Well, especially if they're trying to like keep it diverse. I guess he's like the only Latino character that they have. Well, the only like one that has his own series.
Yeah, the only one featured in his own book, for sure. So that's by Tony Bedard and Iguara. And, you know, maybe it'll be all right. Supergirl by Michael Green and Mike Johnson. Those are two creators I don't know. Here's another one where it's like Supergirl was... It was initially leaked that it was going to be written by Brian Wood, which got me really excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brian Wood. He writes DMZ and Demo. He wrote Local. And that guy's awesome. But that didn't happen.
That sucks. That would have been awesome.
But this book will be good. It seems like they're putting good people on their big books. So Wonder Woman number one is by Brian Azzarello and Cliff Chang.
I do like both of them. Well, I don't know. I like Brian. I love 100 Bullets. But some of the superhero stuff has been a little iffy. But
mostly just Superman for Tomorrow, which stinks.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty awful.
But the recent Batman Night of Vengeance.
Oh yeah,
the Flashpoint awesome. Miniseries that he did is really good. So
yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it will be a good.
And Cliff Chang's awesome.
Gail Simone is writing another book. Fury of Firestorm number one is by Gail Simone and Ethan Van Sciver. And God, they've got a lot of creators. Yildiz Ray Senar, I guess. But Gail Simone's good. Ethan Van Sciver's good.
It's weird that he's co-writing it.
Oh, is he co-writing?
Yeah, they're both writing it together.
But is he doing the art?
No, that other guy that you tried to pronounce his name and probably said it horrible is like these artists.
Oh, okay. Well, that's weird. Anyway,
it could be pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, Gail Simone's good, so it'll be good.
Yeah, the costume, not good. I don't like it.
Oh, I actually haven't seen it, but Aquaman by Geoff Johns and Ivan Reis, that'll be a good book.
Yeah.
Aquaman's a character where if you get a good writer on it, I think you can do a good job.
I imagine there'll be a lot of retconning. Well, I guess that's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah, this whole thing's a giant retcon. Mr. Terrific number one, which I've got to say is by Eric Wallace and Roger Robinson. Don't know those guys, but...
nothing about that.
Mr. Terrific is the only name so far I've seen on here from Justice Society.
Yeah, well, he's like one of the newer young Justice Society members, so I think they're just trying to get rid of the old dudes.
Yeah, like all the confusing, like... No, this is the old version of the Flash. This is the old version of Green Lantern.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they want to keep it as clean as possible.
Which is smart, but it's going to make a lot of people really mad.
Yeah, like old school DC fans, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, I think at this point DC is not that worried about making old DC fans mad. Because they're going to be really mad about a lot of this stuff. All right, Flash number one by Francis Modpool is doing the art and co-writing with Brian Buccoletto, who I don't really know, but... his art's great, and, you work on a book long enough, I think you kind of get a handle for the characters and stuff, so...
Yeah, all these artists are still question marks on their writing talents, but, I mean, they're all really good artists, so...
Especially him, I haven't seen anything by him, so...
Hopefully, they're good writers as well, we'll see.
Green Arrow by J.T. Crowell and Dan Jurgens, and then after that, Justice League International number one. I don't want to talk about J.T. Crowell, we'll leave that.
Wait, what was he writing?
Green Arrow. He's writing it now. If you guys haven't read Rise of Arsenal number three, just read that, and then you'll know why J.T. Crowell stinks.
Just like DC says, Nuff said.
Just like DC always says, you, sir, win a no prize from Dan Didio for that one. Justice League International by Dan Jurgens and Aaron Lopresti. I don't know why Judd Winnick's not writing that book.
Yeah, it's really weird, because... He did a great job on Justice League Generation Lost, and he had a really good grasp of those characters. Now it's
Nope,
somebody else, Dan Jurgens, because he's really good at writing Booster Gold, I guess.
Yeah, well, he is good at writing Booster Gold. And Aaron Lopresti is a great artist, so I think that'll be cool. Yeah. Captain Atom by J.T. Crowell and Freddie Williams II.
Next.
Grifter is by Nathan Edmondson and Cafu. That's one of the most exciting creative
teams.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
To tell people who Nathan Edmondson is, if they don't know.
He's the guy who writes Who's Jake Ellis, right?
That's true. One of the best books coming out right now.
Who's Jake Ellis is awesome.
And Cafu is drawing the, unfortunately, not part of the relaunch Thunder Agents book.
That's the worst.
With Nick Spencer, yeah. The two books that I feel like I'm going to miss the most from this relaunch are Thunder Agents, which is incredible, and the only book that Nick Spencer writes for them, unfortunately. He's a good writer. But
I guess because he's Marvel exclusive now, they're just like, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And move along. And Zombie, which has been great.
Oh, God, yeah, that's gone too.
And that's going to be gone too, unfortunately.
Sucks. But that guy's writing something.
Yeah, yeah, we haven't gotten to
it. All right, we'll see you later on.
Co-writing something with somebody. But so that'll be a good book. And Grifter is going to be part of the DC universe now. So
that, yeah, it'd be cool seeing Grifter fight like DC villains and stuff. But
Legion of Superheroes by Paul Levitt, so they're not shaking that up too much. I mean, he's writing it now, yeah. So... I think the Legion fans will be pretty happy about that. Here's one that I don't know how to feel about. OMAC number one. OMAC's one of my favorite characters. I love old Jack Kirby stuff. And the art I've seen from Keith Giffen looks awesome. It's like Keith Giffen doing a very Jack Kirby style. But it's written by Dan Didio.
Wah, wah.
Thank you, folks. that was like a really morning radio kind of
thing. That yeah, was pretty awesome. I wish I had a cowbell or something.
So I don't know how to feel about it. I'm excited that there's a new OMAC series, but we'll see.
It's going to be terrible.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm still excited about it.
Well, yeah. Damn.
Yeah. But yeah. Wah, wah. So Batman the Dark Knight number one? Because it's been a long time since that series launched.
Yeah, I'm glad. Like, I just read number two. And I was wondering what was going to happen in number three, but I guess I'll just read number one and see what happens there.
I think they're going to rush out some issues before then.
Oh, okay.
So he probably won't. That's written and drawn by David Finch, I should say.
Is he drawing it, though? I don't think he's drawing it.
He's the only name here on my list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So okay.
It's probably going to be late.
So that's all the more straight-up superhero stuff, but then it gets into some of the kind of more off-the-wall stuff, which I'm more interested in. All-Star Western by Jimmy Palmiotti, Justin Gray, and Meridat, which I assume is going to be like...
Is that pretty much just Jonah Hex?
Well, it's Jonah Hex, and then there's a Vigilante thing in it by Darwin Cook.
Oh, wow.
That'll be awesome. Like the old school Vigilante, like Nathan...
Oh, wait, there's a separate Jonah Hex series, isn't there?
No.
No?
No,
I think there is.
No.
We'll see.
No. Jonah Hex is going to be in this.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
And then I guess it's going to be the old school cowboy vigilante, like from the Justice League cartoon.
I guess that's cool.
Which I'm sure he's not from the Justice League cartoon, but that's how I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Justice League Dark, which should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's an awful title.
But... It is a really terrible name for a book, but it's written by Peter Milligan. It's Shade the Changing Man. Who else is
John Constantine?
John Constantine.
Other
Dead
people?
Man.
Dead Man. Enchantress?
I think Enchantress, yeah. So this is going to be their kind of, I think they're the lead book in their Supernatural line.
Yeah, yeah.
And Peter Milligan is awesome at writing Shade the Changing Man. So
yeah, it should be pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. And then after that is, we're getting pretty far. We're on number 41, so this is exciting.
All right,
Demon Knights, which is going to be awesome. That's by Paul Cornell, who I like a lot. He wrote Knight and Squire and... he wrote some of your favorite Marvel books, right?
Oh, yeah. He wrote Captain Britain MI-13, which is awesome.
Don't they fight Dracula on the moon in that book?
Yep, yep. Dracula launches vampires from the moon towards Earth with the help of Dr. Doom.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. I need to read that. I've never actually
It's really
read it.
Good.
But so this is a demon, Etrigan the Demon.
Etrigan the Demon.
And it takes place in medieval times. Not the restaurant, but the actual time period.
Oh, God, it would be great if it was, like, a comic about, like, him working at medieval times.
Like, Demon, he's, like, down on his luck. He hasn't had a comic series in a long time.
Yeah.
And so he has to get a job working at medieval times.
He's like, use your hands!
Whoa, whoa, buddy. That was really loud. Yeah. So I think that book's going to be good. I'm excited about that. Frankenstein, Agent of Shade by Jeff Lemire and Alberto Ponticelli. Yep. Which, Lemire's awesome. Like
yeah,
said
it
before.
Should be really good. I like the Flashpoint Frankenstein book. I was a little cold on it, but
I think I'll like it as it gets going.
But I think there's definitely a tie between this and the last title, between which one will get canceled first. Although they'll be good, but I don't know how long they'll last. We'll see.
Oh, I hope Demon Knights doesn't get canceled.
I've never seen a demon book last very long, I don't think.
No, there was someone in the 90s, 80s. I don't know. But the one that Garth Ennis worked on, that one was a long time. That was really good. Resurrection Man, which is a character I don't know, but you know Resurrection Man.
I guess, right? Resurrection Man is awesome.
What is Resurrection
Man? You mean Resurrection Man? Yeah, it's about like he's like a superhero that gets a new superpower every time he dies. So he definitely ended up killing himself a couple times until he got the power he needed.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
So it's like a cross between Solomon Grundy, Immortal Man, and Dial H for Hero.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's awesome.
And it's Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning who have been doing all the cosmic stuff in the Marvel Universe, which has been
great. And Heroes for Hire recently, which is also really good.
Oh, yeah, they do write that. That series is fantastic. And I just read the last issue of, well, half of the last issue of Annihilators, which is the Rocket Raccoon story that they did.
Rocket Raccoon,
which is hilarious.
There's more Rocket Raccoon coming, but anyway.
Not in the DC relaunch.
No.
There's a book called iVampire, which I don't know a lot about, but that's by Josh Fiakoff, and I feel like I know who that is, but I don't know who
that is. God, I do know who he is. He wrote, I feel like he wrote Echoes, but I'm not positive.
Oh, it is the guy that wrote Echoes. Yeah.
And that's really good.
Yeah. You gotta find a better word than good for these things. You gotta let people know.
Echoes is awesome.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
It's a creepy sort of maybe child murderer book. Fun for all ages.
Yeah.
And Andrea Sorrentino is the artist on that, who I don't really know. Voodoo Number One, which I don't really know a lot about, by Ron Mars and Sami Basri. Static Shock Number One. Oh, here we go. Static Shock Number One is... this is awesome. It's written by John Rosum, who's the guy that writes Zombie right now, which is a great series. He's kind of like a more accessible Grant Morrison, I think is a good way to describe him. He's just as weird as Grant Morrison, but his stories are a little easier to follow. And Scott McDaniel on art.
Yeah.
And I like Scott McDaniel.
Yeah, I like Scott McDaniel.
He did Robin for a long time.
Or Nightwing?
Nightwing.
Maybe both.
Sorry, maybe he did both. But yeah.
He definitely did Nightwing for a long time and Daredevil back in the day.
He's got a cartoony style, which is fun.
Yeah, it should be good. I mean, I like the writer, so we'll see.
Here we go. Hawk and Dove Number One by Sterling Gates, Sterling Gates wrote Supergirl for a while, and it was a really fun series, and wrote some other stuff.
Some other stuff.
But the artist on that one is Rob Liefeld.
Oh, that is the worst.
That is really the worst.
That is terrible news.
I know you guys like Rob Liefeld.
Rob Liefeld is one of the only artists that would make me not read a book, no matter who wrote it. Like I said, like I'd read a Grant Morrison comic even if it was written by a chimpanzee, but I wouldn't read it if it was drawn by Rob Liefeld.
Well, I feel like I read. Didn't he do a book with Alan Moore?
God, did he?
I think he did.
God, who made that decision?
Supreme? Didn't he draw Supreme for a little while?
I hope not. Who made that decision?
I might be just talking out of the side of my mouth here. But anyway, Rob Liefeld stinks. He is just really, really terrible.
Sorry, Rob Liefeld.
Yes. If you're listening to this, Rob Liefeld, we're sorry, but we don't want to buy any of your buttonfly jeans.
Learn to draw feet.
Yeah, learn to draw feet. There's an amazing Onslaught cover where it's like every character is standing around a globe, and they're all like behind it from their, and you just see them from their ankles up. I'm going to draw 50 people, and I am. That means I have to draw 100 feet.
But I think the feet is like the least of his problems. There's a million more things wrong with it.
Yeah, there's a thing online. It's like where you can find the 40 worst Rob Liefeld drawings of all time, and this guy is hilarious, just breaking down all these drawings by Rob Liefeld. But that we've given Rob Liefeld enough time.
Yeah, definitely read that before you read his comic.
Yeah. All right, Sergeant Rock and the Men of War, which is a new Sergeant Rock comic, which is always good. Ivan Brandon and Tom Derenek.
But it's like about Sergeant Rock's like grandson or something, right?
Is it okay?
Yeah, I think it takes place in current continuity. It's about like Sergeant Rock's ancestor of some sort in Afghanistan or something.
But it's the good thing is it's something new. So something new is always exciting.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll find out when it comes out. Stormwatch Number One by Paul Cornell and Miguel Sepulveda. And Paul Cornell.
I think this is going to be like the best title of all the DC books coming out now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the Stormwatch characters rolled into the regular DC universe. Yeah. And who did you say was on the team?
Apollo.
Midnighter.
Yeah, Midnighter. Definitely Martian Manhunter, it'd be weird to see those characters kind of work together. But I'm sure this is going to be kind of like their place to showcase a lot of the Wildstorm characters in the DC universe. And I think it should be pretty awesome. I mean, it's Paul Cornell, so I can't imagine it being awful.
No, I think that'll be one of the more interesting books. And then Deathstroke Number One by Kyle Higgins again, Joe Bennett and Art Thiebert. You know, it's Deathstroke.
Yeah, but he looks like Deathstroke robot version or something. He's got like a weird metallic costume that I'm not sure about, but we'll see, I guess. And also his origin seems to be altered, which I guess is part of the whole thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. Suicide Squad by Adam Glass and Marco Rudy. And this is like a weird version of Suicide Squad. I didn't really...
Well, it's a similar thing. It's like they're prisoners and they're doing this to kind of earn their freedom, but the the redesigns on this are awful. They're really bad.
That's why you're here, because you know this stuff, and I don't know this at all. And a new Blackhawks series, which that'll be awesome. Mike Costa and Ken Lashley. I like the Blackhawks, so...
Yeah. Let's go back to the Suicide Squad, because Harley Quinn...
I never mind, I did see that. You saw that, right? The Harley Quinn redesign, she looks like, instead of being the classic kind of...
She doesn't look like a Harley Quinn anymore, really.
Yeah, she looks kind of like she looks in the Batman Arkham City game, or Arkham Asylum, where she's wearing like a halter top, and... I guess I heard DC was doing this thing where all their women had to wear pants, but every picture I've seen of a woman in any of these comics, they're all wearing just like panties and halter tops.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to be more diverse.
Whatever gets them in the store.
Yeah. The Harley Quinn redesign is really bad.
So Blackhawks number one, that's number 52. That's all 52 books.
Oh, Blackhawks? Blackhawks, who is it?
It's Mike Costa, who I don't know who that is, and Ken Lashley, and I don't know who that is.
I feel like...
I read a lot of comics, I promise.
Oh, yeah, and the cover for it looked like there might be some kind of Wildstorm characters involved in it, but I... Again, all of the solicitations have had very little information. They're just like, Blackhawks, number one.
The Big Planet Comics podcast, where you come for all of your vague information about the DC Comics reboot.
Yeah, I guess we'll probably have to do another podcast where we actually talk about the titles as they come out.
if we ever do another podcast.
Yeah, we'll do one. I mean, even if we just like talk to each other.
I might be really misguided, but I think this is going pretty well.
Yeah, it's all right. So
there are those 52 books, but then there's some other books that have been confirmed, so I don't know if they're not including because they're part of the kids line, because there's Batman Beyond number one.
And
then there's a JLA Beyond, which is going to be like it's going to be a whole Justice League book that takes place in the Batman Beyond universe, which I'm really interested in.
Could be cool, yeah.
And then,
so wait, is Batman Beyond moving to the kids line?
I'm not sure about that. It's just it's not
part of the 52.
It's not part
comics.
Of the 52, which might just mean it's not coming out in September.
Oh yeah, maybe. Well, that's because Batman Incorporated is one of those.
Because there's also Batman Incorporated is coming out much further.
It's coming out as like a 12-issue miniseries next year, is what I heard.
It's called like Batman Incorporated Leviathan, I think.
Yeah.
But then there's also My Greatest Adventure, which is the continuation of the stuff that's going on in Weird Worlds.
Oh yeah, My Greatest Adventure number one, part 7 of whatever was in Weird Worlds.
Yeah.
Garbage Man and
the new character that Kevin Maguire
what was her name? Tonga.
Tonga.
That was actually awesome. It was really good.
Are you sure it's not Topanga?
No, it's not. No, this isn't a Boy Meets World comic. Although I wish that it was. It'd probably be better.
Well, you heard it here first. There is a Boy Meets World comic launching about Topanga this October.
Yeah. Written and drawn by me.
Drawn by Nick. And I'm gonna be doing the lettering and the coloring. And that's pretty much everything. That's the DC reboot.
That's all of it.
I think it's exciting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like that they're trying to reach new readers. And I guess the whole point is that they want to reach a mass audience. And so they're doing the digital thing. And then at the same time, when they introduce the digital thing, they want it to be accessible. So, I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, basically, I'm going to go from reading the 10 or 12 DC books I read right now to at least in September, I'm going to be reading 52 DC books.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah, I might have to skip Hawk and Dove. I don't know.
It is Rob Liefeld. Yeah. I'll just look at the balloons.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. I think that's it. Anybody who listened, thanks for listening to the first Big Planet Comics podcast. My name's Kevin.
My name's Nick. All right, later.
All right, see you guys. No earthly power can hurt you. Inside your soul is filled with sorrow.